All right, so guys, I think we can say this, and it's really exciting, but this episode is brought to you by the Reedy River Riot, our first official sponsor.
I can't tell you like how excited I was to talk to, I think I'm just going to call him Remy on here.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah. But no, but yeah, Remy with one M, that was my bad.
Yeah.
But no, I was extremely excited when we were talking to Remy about, you know, joining Reedy River and, you know, talking about, you know, being, you know, the Reedy River Riot being a sponsor. But it's incredible that we got our first official sponsor, and you know, our logo goes up on their website and everything, and it's a huge honor. I'm extremely excited to be able to, you know, say we've got a sponsor.
Yeah.
And
so guys, just go on their Twitter, Reedy River Riot, check them out. They have different memberships, but here's the cool part. Like, we went to this event hosted by them, and Triumph was there, and we'll talk about that later, but most welcoming event. And I've done different events where, like, outreach committees for sports and baseball. And it's kind of like everyone's in cliques. And this one, it felt like everyone was family. It was so cool. People were coming up to us. We felt out of place. And then out of nowhere, by the end, we were like, oh, this is amazing. We're happy. Everyone was just amazing, guys. So if you guys are really out there looking for a family to join, especially with the upcoming Triumph season, check out the Reedy River Riot.
Well, you know, I kind of want to talk about this event with you just for a second. Because, like, you know, we're gonna take it to the beginning, you know. So you know, you and I were gonna go to this event, and you know, we were excited because you know we knew,
for sure.
We knew that the Triumph were gonna be there, and then they announced that they're gonna sign their new player Cole Seiler, and you know, we were super excited to actually be there, and then to not only just, you know, be there to be, but be invited to this thing was really important to us, and you know. I remember when we walked in, we felt kind of awkward because, you know, we knew that there were people that we kind of sort of knew that we, you know, that were going to be
like,
there.
But it's like, we talked under our Twitter handle where there's no pictures of us, so it's like, who are these two random guys? That's how I felt like. And it felt like I had to have like the thing going, hey, I'm Andy from Good Day Reveal. Like, that's the attitude I felt, and that was quickly shot down.
But, I mean, you know, it took us a minute, and I think the first person that we really introduced ourselves to was Chris Ashley from Yeah, That Soccer Show,
yeah.
And wow, like, I mean, I can't say thank you enough for the advice that he gave us, not just about, like, mics and setup and, you know, but, like, you know, first of all, he had us on the show, you know, for those of you that listen, go check out Yeah, That Soccer Show, and then, you know, I mean, to be, you know, shouted out by this guy, and then, you know, to be given advice the way that he gave us advice, and to just, you know, sit down and talk really meant a lot to us, and, you know, I mean, it was incredible.
Yeah, it was phenomenal. Guys, see Anderson Brock, and just meeting everyone. We met Ryan, Jonah. Got to finally meet the famous Remy Stark. Who all these guys? I mean, we kind of went in knowing expectations about them that they were pretty chill, but actually talking to each one of them one by one was like a out of this world experience. And thanks for missing out, Raf. You chose work over this podcast, and your efforts really did not mean the world to us.
Was my fault, honestly. It was just, you know, schedule wise.
Yeah, so you chose your income over a friendship and bonds. Way to show your emotions to this family we have.
You know, I would just want to say something is that, like, you know, I come into this thing not knowing, you know, a thing about soccer really. I mean, you know the top tier players, you know, like Schlatan and, you know, even like David Beckham, you know, but
both,
I mean,
are
but,
about to retire, so
but I mean, like, but yeah, but they're both about to retire, but you know, that's pretty
retired.
Much all I
yeah.
know about soccer, you know, and you know, come to find out some of these people, like, you know, Chris, if I'm not mistaken, Chris said he didn't even grow up playing soccer, and you know, he's just a fan, which is, you know, where I'm starting at now, and you know, getting to meet these people and really just kind of discuss and realize, okay, I'm not the only one who didn't grow up playing soccer. I mean, I played for a season in third grade, but it wasn't for me.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's just really cool, and it made me feel more welcome, you know, into the whole family thing, you know, because like Andy said, I mean, it was incredible that, you know, we walked in, and, like, there wasn't just, I mean, there were little groups of people here and there, but it felt like if there was one person conversating with someone else, then you walk back 5 minutes later, those two people are having a conversation with different people, and it was
yeah.
all like one big group, and it was really cool. And
shout out to the guy that just came up to me, hey, from the arena, after I called it, I was like, I've seen that guy before at the Swamp Game, comes up to us, seen you guys before at the Swamp Games, yeah,
we had one guy recognize us from the Swamp Rabbit Games, because, you know, we frequent there, and it was really cool to just kind of be recognized, and you know, I say this lightly, but, you know, we went in kind of feeling like, not like nobodies, but, you know, and then we kind of came out feeling like champions because it's like, you know, we had a, it felt like a bunch of people had known who we were. And, you know, there were a lot of people who said that they listened to us and believe in us. And that was the stuff that really just got us motivated to kind of do this thing and do it better. But it was quite an honor to, you know. Oh, and then, by the way, Copa Indoor Soccer was really cool.
Yeah, it's awesome. Let me tell you something. Just before I, just right off the bat, those little kids playing were like little ballers. I mean, they had dribbles that were just insane. And, you know, Shane and I were just talking about it. We were looking there, man. It those little kids were pouring their heart out. And I was like, hey, this isn't a real game. Like, chill out, chill out. And they were you know, crossing, moving over.
Well, you looked
calling.
At me. You looked at me and you said, "Are you gonna play?" And I was like, "Not with these kids."
Yeah, I was like, "Yeah, you know what? Imagine the adults." But it was hilarious because like these kids were calling which post they're gonna kick it to. I'm like, "Oh, okay, go. I can kick a straight line."
Yeah.
And it was awesome. And then, you know, everyone was watching the U.S. men's game. Shout out to the U.S. men's team, even though they'll never hear it, but they beat Costa Rica. So that was awesome, man. Then just the fans and everyone overall, like one of the best days I've had in a long time there.
It was, I came home in probably the best mood that I had been in, like, just from confidence-wise, because, like, just, you know, people giving advice, Remy offered to, you know, go out to dinner with us and, you know, just talk, and it was really cool just to kind of meet different people and, you know, network and, you know, realize who was who and, you know, who was where and stuff like that, and, you know, now we're official members of the Reedy River Riot, and, you know, it's really cool.
So, all right, so we've realized I am not allowed to have anything in my...
His ADD, people, is concerning, okay? It is concerning.
Look, I'm not allowed to have stuff in my hands. I promised I'd keep my hands to myself. That didn't work out, so where'd it go?
It's right here.
Can I grab it?
Thank you again to the Reedy River Riot and, you know, to the Greenville Triumph for this wonderful event that they put on. And it was an incredible experience. And, I mean, I can't wait to start and do an internship and working with them. And, you know, I couldn't be more proud to, you know, say that I'm, you know, a small piece of this organization. And, you know, we as a podcast can't believe that, you know, we're even a part of it as well. And just to be able to cover it. And then, you know, eventually we'll be covering baseball as well, which is what we're excited about. And, but, I mean, also, yesterday we also got to meet Cole Seiler and Coach John Harks. And, mm-hmm. you know, that was really cool because those guys are awesome.
And we were talking with Caitlin, who's one of the employees for the Triumph. The Triumph have done such a phenomenal job in picking their players and seeing how cool and laid back Cole was just – didn't have this I'm better than you attitude or I'm the main player, like I'm what the reason you're here is for attitude. It was more of a, yeah, we're all kicking, we're all having a drink, and we're all just sitting down watching the game. Like, it was so cool, and how he was interacting with the little kid fans who were like, were idolizing him, the families, taking pictures, making jokes. We actually got an interview with him.
We'll plug it in
at the end if the audio works well. It's fair warning, it's going to be very loud, but it's at least you can hear his official voice, and if it's not clear enough, we'll kind of talk about it more then.
Yeah, and you know, it was an incredible honor to meet him and talk to him, and, you know, just kind of, you know, before I talked to Caitlin, I didn't realize that he was actually from Anderson, South Carolina, so he's a local, and that was actually really cool. But, you know, just to kind of highlight, you know, what you said about talking to Caitlin is that, you know, I was also talking to Doug Irwin, and he is another employee for the Triumph, and I was talking to Doug, and, you know, Doug was saying that, you know, this isn't just, you know, we've said it before on the podcast, but this isn't just a new team, it's a new league too. And so, you know, you go and, you know, just when you think you're behind, you know, you realize that there are other teams
who haven't even done a single thing.
Well, I wouldn't say that, but I mean they're just as behind as well. And so, you know, knowing that you're not alone is an extreme comfort to the employees. And, you know, let me tell you, I mean, just from talking to Caitlin, I know that these employees are plugging to get this thing done, and they're extremely excited. And, I mean, the team and the players and the coaches and everyone is extremely excited to just kind of get this thing moving because, you know, we've known about this team for, you know, quite a while now, you know, a few months, and, you know, February is going to be a busy month for these employees for the team, because I know December was busy. They went back and forth to Florida, which is where the USL is, USL League One is located, and, you know, they're in Tampa, so, you know, the Triumph employees are traveling back and forth to Florida, and then, you know, probably some more travel again in February, but, I mean, it's going to be extremely busy and heavy, so.
Yeah, and, you know, speaking on that level, who do you think is going to be the Triumph's rivalry? I really think it's going to be Orlando. I'm calling Orlando, or if not, Chattanooga.
I'm not really sure. I haven't really looked into all of the other teams as much as I, you know, probably should. But being from Orlando, I'm obviously excited to see Orlando City be.
Yeah, that's probably a little bit of my heart's gonna pull for them too.
But I mean, that's what you do, you know, when the Solar Bears come up. Yeah. It's like we're a little, you know, tied because, you know,
there's no reason to hate them. It's like, ah, crap.
But. I mean, I know they're playing the first league game in Georgia, and, I mean, that might create a little bit of a rivalry between that team because, I mean, it's the first ever league game, and it can go every which way. But, I mean, it's gonna be a good season. I know this the season runs all the way until September, so, I mean, it's going to be a nice long, long season, and it's going to be a lot of fun for the employees and for the people of the city of Greenville. And, I mean, but, you know, let's just kind of hop in on Cole Seiler here for a second before we close out this shorter episode here. But so like we mentioned, Cole grew up in Anderson, and he was a 4-year letter winner for Christchurch Episcopal High School, and the 2-time captain and NSCAA All-American, was named team MVP his senior year. And the upstate native also found success in club soccer, winning 5 youth state championships with CESA. So, I mean, he's obviously, an amazing soccer player, but, coming into this, what I didn't know is, you know, I found out all this information yesterday, obviously, when they announced him and then talking to him and stuff like that, but he was also in the MLS. Mm-hmm. He played in Vancouver for the Whitecaps, and then after 2 games he was sent down, but, I mean, just to even be in the lower level, I mean, like, you know, just under the MLS, or even to be drafted and even play in the MLS. I mean, you're quite the soccer player, and he's traveled quite a bit. And, you know, people talk very highly of him, not just of his skills, but, I mean, his personality. And, I mean, he seems like an overall well-rounded guy. Even Coach Harkes had some kind words for him, saying that Cole comes to us with MLS and USL experience. He can play midfield or as central defender. We are happy to bring a professional with his experience to our club and keep him in the upstate while playing for the Greenville Triumph. So, I mean, you know, this guy's, you know, obviously thought very highly of, you know, among the other players and even Coach Harkes. But, I mean, we were excited to meet him, and he was a pretty awesome guy. But at the very end of this episode, we do have the audio snippet, and it turned out to be really nice. So we're going to attach it to the very end. But before we close out this short episode, it is Super Bowl Sunday, and let's talk about that for a quick sec.
Brady loses. I don't care. I don't care if he's the GOAT. Brady loses. That's it. Not changing my mind.
I would really love to see Brady lose as well. Sean McVay is actually just, you know, he's obviously a great coach. Mm-hmm. He's same age as Julian Edelman. And quick fact, they actually played against each other in college. Edelman was quarterback, not receiver, and Sean McVay was actually receiver. So Edelman went on to play for the Patriots, obviously, and then Sean McVay, you know, is now the head coach of the Rams, and he did a great job this year. And I'm really looking forward to it. And I honestly think that if anyone can shut down Edelman and Gronk, I mean, I don't know, you know, seeing that, you know, Edelman and McVay played against each other, I think that, people are actually going to start, you know,
paying attention. You'd think by now they'd say, you know, we're going to double coverage and then just let everyone else drop back and wing it. He's going to have to throw elsewhere. Once you get Brady out of his comfort zone, that's when Brady gets in trouble.
That was what happened last year, because Brady had a horrible, horrible, horrible Super Bowl last year. I mean, it didn't even look like Brady because he had those missed passes. You know, they did that that trick play where Brady went out to go catch the ball and then Brady dropped it. So, I mean,
it was manicure day.
Yeah, definitely. But, anyways, you know, those are our Super Bowl picks. And, you know, it's a little bit of a shorter episode this week. But, We're super excited again to announce that Reedy River Riot is the official sponsor.
Go check them out, Twitter.
And then, you know, not only that, but we also got some news coming out. You know, we're going to be coming out with podcast stickers. We're going to be ordering those and putting those out soon. And then also, we created a Patreon. It's official. That's what we're sticking with. It's a Patreon. It is patreon.com/gamedaygbl. And we're still in the process of setting up tiers and whatnot, but we can't thank you enough for your support and love that from the Reedy River Riot and the Greenville Triumph.
If you guys have any questions on it, just let us know. But Patreon's pretty much just so we can invest more into this. It's going to go straight into what equipment we need, and it literally starts off at what, a dollar or two?
Yeah, we're going to start it off at a dollar, and then it's going to go to $5, and then $10. And then 20, but we haven't set those up yet. That'll probably be set up at least by tomorrow. But by the time you're hearing this, it should be set up. But thank you very much for your support, and enjoy the short. It's like a 1 minute.
It's like a minute. Perfect.
With Cole Seiler. So thanks, everyone. Have a wonderful week.
All right. So you just want to introduce yourself real quick.
Hey, I'm Cole Seiler. I'm new signing with Greenville Triumph.
So are you excited? We heard you're from the Anderson area.
I am, yep. My dad works out in Anderson, so I grew up there. I moved there from Columbia when I was about a year and a half, and then I went to high school and middle school in Greenville.
So you're excited to be with the Triumph?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm actually really excited. I was pumped that they were getting a team for it to be more convenient for my parents to come see me play and kind of hang out with some of my friends as well. They haven't been able to see me play since high school either. And then when I heard that they were signing Coach Harks, that just it was kind of like the icing on top.
Okay. Yeah, so what position are you going to be doing?
So I made my debut with Vancouver at right back, and then I played the majority of the games at center back. But I would also like to get an opportunity at center defensive mid.
Okay. Sweet. Well, hey, thank you.
Awesome.
Appreciate it.
Remember your name?